From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia criticizes U.S. policy. Russian and U.S. officials have traded accusations over their respective policies in Afghanistan. In Moscow, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov expressed regret that the main focus of President Trump's new Afghanistan strategy is regulation by methods of force. However, General John William Nicholson Jr. is the commander of U.S. Forces Afghanistan and the Resolute Support Mission, and he begs to differ.
This, I would hope, would give the encouragement to the Afghan people that this new policy is different. It's conditions-based, not time-based, and our end state is a peaceful reconciliation. That means there will be no terrorist attacks emanating from this region against the Afghan people or against the United States and its allies.
Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, a suicide attack on a Shiite mosque in Kabul killed several people, including two police officers, wounding many others during Friday prayers. Islamic State claimed responsibility. An eyewitness says he saw at least three women and several children wounded and lying on the floor during the incident. Saudi-led airstrikes in the Yemen capital of Sana'a have killed at least 12 civilians, including children. Witnesses and medics said that the attack occurred overnight and in the morning hours on Friday in the city's southern neighborhood of Faj Atan. Liz Throssell is the spokesperson for the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
In all these cases in which civilians were killed and injured, witnesses told our Yemen team that there had been no warnings that an attack was imminent. Attacks targeting civilians or civilian objects are prohibited under international humanitarian law, which also prohibits indiscriminate or disproportionate attacks.
This is VOA News.